Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, even though it's a little cold and dreary outside, now is the time of year when we start looking at our Extension Garden Calendar again for the year. So now is a good time on the 15th of March or thereabouts to start potting up your dahlias, cannas, and any tuberous begonias indoors. This end of March is also a good time to have a few reminders about some of those outdoor plants that we may have been overwintering. So a reminder to not remove the mulch from your strawberries until the new growth starts to appear. And even then, it's probably a good idea to keep some of that straw or mulch next to the strawberries for about another month so they can be covered again if there is a risk of a frost. You can also just pull that mulch off to the side and use it to keep the strawberries safe from that soil splash throughout the growing season. Another good reminder as we get towards the end of March, now is also a good time to remove the dead growth from your asparagus patch. If you left it on over the winter, which is a good thing to do because it helps trap snow around that asparagus plant to keep it from freezing off. That snow serves as an insulator. So if you left the dead growth on your asparagus patch over the winter to help trap some of that snow and insulate it, it also helps trap moisture and helps that melt down into the asparagus, keep your asparagus nice and happy over the winter. But now is a good time to go ahead and remove some of that dead growth from your asparagus patch. Also in March, the reminder from our Extension Nutrition and Health Specialists that March is National Nutrition Month. The campaign from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics is focusing on encouraging your personal eating style during National Nutrition Month. This talks about making informed food choices and developing sound eating and physical activity habits. March 2013 is the 40th anniversary of National Nutrition Month, and this year's theme is Eat Right, Your Way, Every Day, and encourages people to incorporate individual food choices and preferences into a customized eating plan that's right for you. Promote your personal eating plan that is tailored towards your lifestyle, your traditions, cultures, tastes, as well as your own personal health needs. Personalizing your eating style allows you to account for your own unique tastes, according to Lindsay McNabb, who is a diet and exercise research assistant that works on campus with Sarah Francis, who is the assistant professor of nutrition at Iowa State University Extension, as well as a specialist here in the ISU Extension and Outreach Nutrition Program. Eating healthy foods can help enjoy your food and help please your taste buds as well. For example, if you really don't like a food like broccoli, you can try and find other foods that have the same nutrients and provide similar health benefits. A good example of this would be a combination of a spinach salad with mushrooms on top. That would give you the same nutrition profile as broccoli with the vitamin D and vitamin K. Vitamin D is important for bone health, and vitamin K is necessary for healthy blood clotting and retaining bone calcium. Whatever your lifestyle is, whether you're a vegetarian, an athlete, an on-the-go business person, or a multitasking parent, whether or not you think you have the time to eat right, you can take a few simple steps by making healthy eating a priority, creating a meal plan in advance, and fitting nutritious foods into your daily eating habits. One suggestion is easy nutritious snack packs such as carrots, celery, and multicolored peppers paired with hummus, whole wheat crackers, or low-fat cheese, or Greek yogurt with fresh fruit or low-fat granola as toppings. These ingredients can be gathered ahead of time, or you can also prepare foods on the weekend that can be frozen and thawed out to eat later during the week. Also, if keeping your own heritage in mind, you may want to consider cuisines from around the world that contain unique spices and nutritious ingredients. Mix up your meal routine by finding a few new international recipes that appeal to your tastes to keep your diet varied and healthy. You may also want to use a little motivation by keeping in mind some health concerns associated with unhealthy eating, such as high cholesterol, heart disease, and hypertension. Important to remember that you don't have to quit eating your favorite foods, but you need to maybe eat them in moderation. You can also modify almost any recipe to make it a little healthier version of its original recipe without negatively affecting the taste. One good example would be using applesauce instead of vegetable or canola oil in baking recipes. This will help you cut back on calories and fat while adding vitamin C. Another good substitution is using Greek yogurt instead of sour cream or low-fat cottage cheese in place of cream cheese. For more information on healthy eating and healthy eating recipes, you can stop by the Iowa State University Extension website, or you can always stop into the Cass County Extension office, and we'd be happy to help you find recipes that meet your own personal taste. And while we're talking about eating for the month, I want to remind you that Good Food for a Good Cause will be available tomorrow night at the Cass County Community Center, the annual community pancake supper that supports the 4-H Endowment Committee. Will be held tomorrow, that's Thursday evening, the 21st of March, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Adults can eat all-they-can-eat pancakes for $6, and youth 6 and under can eat for $4. The Cass County 4-H Endowment supports the 4-H program in Cass County by paying the program fee for 4-Hers, so the $30 fee is not applied. Any 4-H'er that wants to participate in Cass County can do so for free. It also helps award scholarships to 4-H'ers and send kids to state and national conferences. So again, join us for the Cass County 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper and Silent Auction to support the Cass County 4-H program. That's tomorrow evening, March 21st, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for the Cass County Extension Office.